from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
President Clinton's foreign policy gets a low grade from a Washington-based hemispheric organization. Doubts raised about St. Lucian Prime Minister Kenny Anthony's visit to Guyana to jumpstart the peace process, and a murder of a well-known Jamaican politician and businesswoman sets off some heated debate. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. As the race for the United States presidency in the new millennium heats up, the foreign policy question is bound to come up. In fact, it has already started. America's role in the Caribbean, Africa, and elsewhere was the subject of a speech by President Clinton before the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention in Missouri on Monday. He defended his request to the U.S. Congress to provide more than $14.5 billion in international assistance. While he awaits word from Congress, Mr. Clinton insists that the U.S. must maintain its global role.
We cannot assume that because we are today secure and at peace, we don't need military strength or alliances, or that because we are today prosperous, we are immune from turmoil half a world away. America must still be engaged in the world, working with others to advance peace and prosperity, freedom and security, and America must remain strong.